This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
All right, let's get to the life with the Raiders now and this roster that you have. It's clear to me, Coach, that the priority in the offseason with Reggie McKenzie, head coach Dennis Allen, was to quickly upgrade this defense on the defensive line with Woodley, Smith, and Tuck, veteran experience, a few with Super Bowl rings. Before we talk about the draft and the back end of this defense, talk about your vision for this defensive line and how they're going to get to the quarterback this year.
We brought in a lot of guys, like you've said, that have won Super Bowls. We needed some winners to go with our young talent here. And I think Reggie and Dennis did a good job identifying a certain personality type, guys that are hungry, guys that have something to prove, but most importantly, guys that can win one-on-one matchups. The guys have been real receptive. Our job as coaches is to get the guys as many one-on-ones as we can, and then it's the player's job to win those one-on-ones. And so we just work together to create that. So that's my vision. Base downs, first and second down. Our D-line needs to knock back, set edges, and stop the run and earn the right to rush the passer on third down. And then when they earn that right, we'll create the one-on-ones, and we'll work together to win those one-on-ones and get the quarterback on the ground.
Take the Raider Nation behind the scenes in the evaluation of Khalil Mack. And what was going through your mind when he was available on the draft board? The selection was made. What was that like in the war room?
It was excitement in the war room. Everybody was pretty happy. A lot of teams, including us, had him way up at the top of the board. And to get a player with that kind of ability, both on and off the line of scrimmage, be able to rush, all those things with that ability, and you could see that he loves football in the film. We were very excited. I acted like I wasn't that excited until they were all like, JT, are you excited? And then, you know, I let them know that I was pretty happy with that pick.
Let's talk about the back end of that secondary led by Charles Woodson. That means to you this year, because I'm assuming you're excited. You're a guy that likes to blitz often from all different spots on the field. Here's an opportunity for Woodson to have a big year on the back end, plus the corners you brought in.
Charles has gotten better at the safety position. I know sometimes that might be hard to believe at as many years of experience as Charles has, but he's improved. He's improved in his eyes and finding angles to the football, because it's slightly different at a safety position than it is closer to the box. So he's improved. What I like about our secondary is we have a more veteran presence. Carlos Rogers and T. Brown have won a lot of football games, have played good top down. What I mean by top down is we want to make them throw it short and then go mess them up. And those guys have done a good job past. And now to mix in with our young talent, that's three guys that are very helpful for guys like Tyvon Branch, because they've won and because they know how to get it done and they're under critical situations.
Well, let's get to the opponent coming up here, the Jets on Sunday. You open up on the road. Geno Smith in 2013, 16 starts, 8-8, 12 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. That was fourth most in the league, a 66.5 passer rating. Coach, you're going to be game planning twice for Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, Alex Smith. You got Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady on the schedule. What cause for concern is there with Geno Smith, especially his athletic ability coming off the experience he got last season?
His decision-making has improved as you watch him through the end of last year and the preseason, as it does with most young, talented quarterbacks. So they do a good job of switching formations but giving him the same reads. So we need to make sure that we understand what those concepts are and challenge them at those concepts and make sure that we take away his first and second read and then can get to him. So he's improving football player. But, JT, we're really concerned. We're most concerned about us. It's about us. We want 11 guys to do our job within the play. Who's ever activated, go as fast as you can. Play tough. Just right now, we need to tackle.
Chris Johnson again, Coach, who's had big games in the past against the Raiders because of the misdirection and his ability to cut back. Do you believe your personnel is ready to gang tackle him and get him to the ground? Because once he gets into the secondary, he's had great success throughout his career.
What we want to do is we need to make sure we keep the cage on him. We need to keep him. We need to set edges and keep him in. And that, of course, is easier said than done because he's a good player. But we're learning how to work together, and we're improving there. And we have to different players of our defense that really understand that. So that's what we're coaching, and that's what we're working together as. Hey, make sure this is your job on this play. You're the edge of the defense. Make sure you set the edge so that the 10 other guys can run and hit. And that's the key coaching point. We're defending all backs. The NFL is a cutback running league. So you need to make sure you set the edge and everybody takes good pursuit angles. We don't follow the same color. And you run and hit. I mean, that's what you got to do. And it has to be every time, like you said, because you can't give them one play where you just don't do it. It doesn't work like that.
I want to get into the schedule with you as you look down the road. I know you're going to tell me one game at a time, but there's London, tough gout, 4, 6, 8 weeks, knowing that the schedule seems to get tougher and tougher every week, especially after the first quarter of the season.
JT, here's what we did. When the schedule comes out in the off season, you go down through it, and you start preparing for the opponents and where they are in the season. It's not who you play a lot of times because the NFL season is long. It's when you play them. So it's not who you play, it's when you play them. So we prepare week because we want to go 1-0 every week, of course. But what we've been doing with our installation progressions, how we put in the defenses, and how we train the players, the guys that we knew mostly that we knew were going to be here, we've put in some things ahead of time, full well knowing that we may get to it in week 4 in London or whatever it is. So we've been planning our install progressions for that season. That's how you do it. So that way, when we get into game week, not everything is new for your players. You can't scrap your whole system and beat Tom Brady. You may get lucky one time. That isn't going to happen. So we've been planning along those lines as you go, and then you make subtle adjustments every week to hopefully affect those quarterbacks.
Coach, last question. What does it mean to you to be a Raider?
Oh, JT, dream come true, man. Raider Nation, I mean, that's what it's all about. That black jersey, what we want to do is we want to understand what that black jersey, because for a while, you know, it's 2014, it's different. The black jersey means something else. It stands for defense and those things. So we want to play with that old school tradition, but we want to use modern football mechanics and modern football players to get it done.
Coach, outstanding job as always. Thanks for coming on and kicking off the official Raider podcast. We'll talk to you down the road. I'll see you against Houston, the home opener for the Silver and Black, and good luck getting a win against the Jets.
Thanks, JT. We'll talk to you soon.